Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Darren Daly at breakfast. And it's time to wheel in a guest as we do most days at this time. Now, this guest is not just a guest. I do actually know this person because for the last few years, he's been doing all my pat testing and he was here at the studio doing the pat test. And I thought, well, let's drag him in for an interview. Because of the importance of pat testing and why it's needed and this, that and the other, because there has been for some time question marks above it. So let's find out more. This is Rob Watkins from E3 Pat Testing. Rob, hello.
Good morning. How
this
are you
is
doing?
Very weird because you don't want to do this interview at all, do you?
Not really.
No. Right, okay. So first of all, just so people that don't know, you can get a little bit of information about you and who you are and what you do. Just tell us a bit about yourself.
I'm an independent pat tester. I've been doing it for over 12 years now, and it's going all right, yeah.
So basically your job, you just literally go from place to place every day, pat testing, and that involves sticking a plug into a little machine that you've got out there and then banging a sticker on it to say it works.
Yes, simply it does, but I work for five or six electricians also who don't want to do that, and I think if anybody looks at their insurance details, they need it done. It's a part of the safety in the environment we're in this type, isn't it?
So what exactly is it and why is it there? Why is it in place? Why have the government insisted on this?
No, the government haven't insisted on it. The rules state that your electrical appliances, if you've got employees, you should make sure they're safe. It doesn't cost a lot.
No, but
check it once a year. It's not a difficult thing to do.
So what exactly is it doing? What exactly is it a pat test do?
Pat test depends on what you're testing. It's just making sure it's safe for the environment it's in.
Right.
Hairdressers, you know, they're dealing with, they're moving about electrical equipment and you've got to make sure it's safe.
Now, this is something that you said to me earlier on, which I didn't know and I wasn't aware about, was this whole moving around. So it's only to do with equipment that is moving around. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
So things that can be easily moved, like hair dryers, as you've just said,
yep.
Computers, laptops, all those general everyday bits, maybe?
Yeah. But they also, the government have, there are pat testing companies out there who try and force it down people's necks. Mm. And really, you've got to be a little bit, you know, some computers don't move, do they? So they can be done every two to three years.
See, we've got that room next door that you went in, and it's like the nerve centre of the radio station. We call it the racks room, because it's where there's a big solid rack in there, and it's full of electrical equipment.
But that's not portable. But it doesn't need to be done.
But this is the thing, see. This is why I wanted to talk to you about it, because I never knew this. And there'll be a lot of people listening to this now thinking, well, I never knew that. And you walked in, because I was panicking a bit again, because when it comes to pat testing, we've got to switch everything off, and I thought, we've got to go off air, and, you know, that kind of thing. No. But you walked in and said, no, you don't need to do it.
No, because it's not going to move. Look at the size of it. Look at the weight of it. Nobody's going to move it.
Nobody's going to move it, no.
No. So it's predominantly, you know, look at hotels, look at rental places. That's what I'm targeting. And garages, they are the things that are going to go wrong if you throw tools about and stuff like that, isn't it?
So
bigger businesses, right, get it done because they got money.
Yeah.
Smaller businesses don't get it done. And they should, and that's the ones I'm trying to target.
Right, okay. And you make it quite easy because you'll rock up with your bits and you do what you need to do.
Yes. Provide them with a certificate at the end. They can send it off to the insurance company. Everybody's happy. It's an easy process.
Because in my line of work, obviously, as a DJ, a lot of hotels now won't let you in through the door unless you've got pat testers, certificates and stuff, do they?
Well, that is true, but a lot of the hotels don't do it themselves.
So that
because going into a hotel is a hassle factor, isn't it? Me going to every room of a hotel.
Yeah, expensive hassle factor for them.
No, it's not expensive, but it's more of a time issue, isn't it? You've got to make sure all the guests are out and everything else and stuff like that.
Right, okay.
It's not a money, you know, £1 an item is not a money issue, isn't it?
So is it law?
No.
So it's not law?
No, it's a grey area. But the law states that you have to make sure your appliances are safe for your employees and your customers.
So insurance companies still have the right to not pay out if something goes wrong with a piece of equipment that wasn't pat tested?
I would say yes. But every insurance company's also got different rules. Is that really, if you're running a business, you ought to have a word with your insurance company and see what they say.
Mm. Interesting. You say it's a grey area. Is is it likely to remain a grey area? Is it likely to be pulled? Because there was a time, I think it was a couple of years ago, I mentioned to you about whether or not this was actually going to continue going ahead.
Well, the government have, the HSC have put out new rules, and they're trying to make it less of a priority for practice and companies. And that's why I say to people, I don't force myself onto them. I say, well, have a word with your insurance company, see what they say.
Yeah.
And most insurance companies say, oh, yeah, I think you should get it done.
Right, okay. An enlightening conversation there, Rob.
Thank you.
And it's lovely for you to come in and talk on the radio because you've been avoiding this for some time. How funny. Right, now, if anybody wants to go, hang on, I haven't finished with you yet. This is the opportunity to plug your business, you fool.
Oh, okay.
God, most people scrabble to get in here to do. And you're like, oh, really? Do I have to?
I've got a coffee out there.
So if you would like PAT testing done at a very, very good rate, and Rob is your man. Rob's based in Wellington, but covers the whole area. E3 PAT testing, you're online, I presume?
Yep, www.e3pattesting.co.uk.
And you're looking out for Rob Watkins. Rob, your time is done here now. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Darren.
Excellent. My guest is Rob Watkins from E3 PAT testing.